Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on Member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 21st of March, Anno Domini 2015, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. We're going to start with a thank you. As you may or may not know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. And we only come to you twice a year to ask for your support and your dollars in order to keep this show on this station and this station on the air. And we'd like to thank John, who sent in a donation during the week. So thank you very much, John, not the musician. And we appreciate it very, very much. We would appreciate your donation. We do this a couple of times a year, and as you may know, Phil Dodd is here to take your pledges. So let's keep him busy, shall we? Let's get Phil going on the air. He's ready to take your pledges. He's eager. He just came in to yell at me because nobody's called in yet for pledges. But we'd be happy to take that. We don't get federal dollars.
What are those numbers again?
We don't get state dollars. We don't get local dollars. We don't get school district dollars. And it's real easy to make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. If you're the sort of person who does not particularly like to talk to humans, you can make the pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while you're doing that, I will read our first news item. Windows 10 will be a free upgrade for Windows 7 and Windows 8 users this summer, but Microsoft is also extending its offer to software pirates. We are upgrading all qualified PCs, genuine and non-genuine, to Windows 10, says Terry Myerson, Microsoft's Windows chief. The move means that thousands, perhaps millions, of machines will get a free copy of Windows 10 even if a license has not been properly acquired. Anyone with a qualified device can upgrade to Windows 10, including those with pirated copies of Windows, says a Microsoft spokesrobot. We believe customers over time will realize the value of properly licensing Windows, and we will make it easy for them to move to legitimate copies. Microsoft has a long history of attempts to thwart software piracy. Windows XP was the company's first operating system to introduce software activation to verify license keys, but it was quickly defeated using a corporate license key that many pirates shared on the internet back in 2001. Software activation has evolved throughout various versions of Windows, but pirates have largely managed to bypass it each time. While Microsoft's plan might seem like letting software pirates go free, studies have found that in lots of cases, pirated Windows licenses are installed on new machines without the customers even knowing they have illegal copies. Microsoft has tried various methods to encourage these customers to return their machines or seek out a legal copy, but it's a headache and a bad experience of Windows itself if that's the first thing you have to deal with in certain regions. Windows software piracy is no small feat, so Microsoft's move is surprising and meaningful. Former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer revealed in 2011 that only one customer in 10 is actually paying for Microsoft software in China, and he joined President Obama and other business leaders to highlight the issues. Microsoft has also continually highlighted the financial impact of software piracy, but it continues to be a problem in Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is your copy of Windows legal? And the choices are absolutely, probably, no faint clue, don't care, and what is this Windows you speak of? Now, so far we've got 35 votes in, and absolutely is on top. And what is this Windows you speak of is number two, followed by probably, sadly, Don't Care had 3 votes, and No Faint Clue had 0 votes. Now, I know you'll have more to say on this, and things are moving in the forum. So if you scroll down along the right-hand column, you'll see fascinating stuff. Under that is the forums. Second forum in is the poll discussion, and the top choice this so far is 21 March 15 is your copy of Windows Legal. So please feel free to make your comments in the poll, and then come back and join us here. And remember, you can make your pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org, but those phone numbers will also let us talk to you and answer your computer questions, as we're about to do for Zach from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Zach. What's up?
So I have a question about wiping data from a drive. I've used DBAN to wipe out computer hard drives before donating or recycling them, but I also have an old NAS unit that has data on it, and I'm not sure how to clear that out before recycling it.
If you're technically savvy enough, the best way is to take the drives out of that chassis and mount them internally and run DBAN on them.
Okay, I'm not technically savvy to be able to do that. Any other options other than just physically destroying the drive?
I'm trying to get into the DBAN website to see if it will run on a network drive, but you can mount that drive on any computer and erase it from there. Typically with an NAS, there are special partitions that actually include the operating system and the file services. And then the data is often shared on a separate partition. You may want to check the NAS manual to see if they have a built-in erase procedure as well.
Well, yeah, I checked. I wasn't able to do that. I was able to format the drive, and also I was able to password protect the information on the drive, but I wasn't literally able to do the multi-pass erase thing with the DBAN.
Did the, do you know what file system the drive is using? If it's an encrypted file system. So it depends if the password is just a password for logging in or actually a password on the data, and the data is already encrypted, which means that it's stored on the hard drive as a blob of noise, and without that password, it is just a blob of noise.
Yeah, so the data is not encrypted. It's okay. Just the access to the drive
is password protected.
Requires the password, but the data itself is not encrypted.
Let's see, if you mount the volume, you should be able to run a erase on it, but then, it's not guaranteed that it's wiped like DBAN would do from an internal drive. There may be another tool. We're frantically looking to see.
Yeah, we are. I'm not seeing anything that would work any better. Really, it seems like you're if you had a giant magnet, you could run over it. That would work. Really, at this point, if you're not technically savvy, your best bet is to just destroy the drives.
Okay.
Put a drill through them 4 or 5 times, or take a hammer to them, or whatever you're going to do.
Or, take a screwdriver and see about unscrewing the chassis, because usually just the cover pops off, and then you can get the drive out.
All right.
If you're actually trying to make it continually usable to donate it somewhere, then you wouldn't want to do that.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I think this is just for recycling.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for your assistance, and I am a member.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Speaking of members, we'd like to thank a renewing member, Dennis, from Rochester. Thank you for your generous donation. We're very honored. Thank you so much. And you, of course, can become a member. You call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We are delighted to answer your computer questions, but we are more delighted and I'll be honest about that, to know that you cherish what we do here. And the only way we really know that is when you become a member. So please feel free to help us keep this show on the air. And I actually mean that. And keep this station on the air while we continue to take your calls. Our next caller is Ed from Ithaca, New York. Welcome, Ed. What's up?
Hi. I want to just say to everybody that becoming a member and donating is really easy and extremely worthwhile.
Bless you, Ed. Thanks.
I'll keep sound bites on the air.
Thanks.
So I have two different questions, and if you only get to one, that's fine. I just got a netbook that has Windows 8 or 8.1, and how do I get rid of the tiles and go back to the old type of system?
Oh, golly, Ned, I know how to do that.
It's in our link list from a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's in the link list from a few weeks ago.
Hold on. There's a button somewhere that exits that tile interface and takes you to the desktop.
Uh-huh.
And there's a procedure that we found, and let's see if I can find it again here, that will make that the default now.
Right-click on the... It's really actually very simple. I think you either right-click... you go to the regular desktop, and you right-click either on the bar across the bottom or on the desktop itself.
If I can get rid of these ads here.
We're looking. It's in our list of stuff.
Taskbar and navigation. So yeah, there's a preference that will tell it to always start in the desktop, and that's in the taskbar and navigation setting. I will post this link again right now.
Yep, and Steve is going to post that link in a moment, so it'll be at the top of the page today.
Okay, that's great.
Or at least until we post the next thing.
Right. Okay, because when I right-click on the taskbar, I get toolbars, show the desktop, task manager, lock the taskbar, and properties.
Yeah, so it might have been on the background. But
yeah, you're looking for something that says taskbar and navigation. Somewhere, yeah.
But Steve is going to post that link for you. What's your other question?
The other question has to do with a wireless router, which somehow got... unset or reset itself or something, and one of my computers can get on, but others cannot, and I'm not sure how to get them back on. The old password doesn't work.
Okay. Probably what you need to do, and it depends, what brand of wireless router?
Linksys.
Linksys. The thing to do is to
Is it factory reset?
Yeah, you need to do another reset of the thing and reset it up as if it were brand new.
Okay.
Every once in a while this happens. Sometimes it's just kind of spontaneous with a brownout or a power surge or something. Sometimes it got hacked by somebody. So what you need to do is a factory reset. And then go back in as if it were a brand new router, set up your password, change the admin password first thing to do, change the admin password.
Okay.
Your manual will tell you how to do all of that. If not, I'm sure you can find the manual for your particular router online.
Mm-hmm.
And
in many of the Linksys routers, there's a little reset button on the back. You press and hold it for 10 seconds, and that will do a factory reset. And it sets the password back to admin, which is why you want to change your password, because then anyone can log in and change things themselves.
Okay.
And it probably wouldn't hurt to check for a firmware update, too.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Appreciate all your help.
Thank you, and thank you for being a member.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yep. He might almost want to take the time now to upgrade the router. If he's using an older G or N router, he could upgrade to a faster, better AC router.
Right. Right. Speaking of being a member, we would like to thank friend of the show, Dolores, for her generous donation. Thank you, Dolores. Doggone it. I did it again. Thank you very much. We're very honored. Dennis and Dolores. We're stuck in the D's here. If your name starts with a D, you're pretty much obligated to call right now and make a pledge. And if your name doesn't start with a D, for heaven's sake, call in because we need to break out of the D's, and it's easy to make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for those of you who are pledging, you have three levels of pledge. You'll be asked about this. You're either a new member, a renewing member, or just an additional gift, which we always treasure even more. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to go back to that Windows 10 is going to be free even for pirates.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the caveats is it doesn't actually give you a licensed copy of Windows. Your Windows 10
if you're not already licensed.
Yeah, so if it's a non-genuine Windows or a non-licensed Windows, it still will be non-licensed, which generally means you can't run updates and security patches.
Right.
So that doesn't really, technically not free Windows 10, but it was initially targeted to people in China and other countries where piracy is so high, but ZDNet has confirmed that that will work in other countries as well. You'll be able to download Windows 10 and install it over top of your non-genuine Windows, and then you'll have a non-genuine Windows 10.
Right. And they're also going to apparently, theoretically at least, make it easier to become a genuine member.
Yeah, we're still trying to find out. Our distributors don't know yet. How do we get OEM versions to install on new computers?
Right.
Do we download it for free and install it for free? But there's still a license involved that you have to have.
Right.
Is it a free license or not? No.
You'll know when it's closer to the date. That's not something they're going to miss, trust me.
So technically, Windows 10 is a free upgrade for currently licensed Windows users of Windows 7 and later.
Right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 22 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites. What a perfect time to make a pledge, become a member. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with a whole lot more Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and it seems that the Jazz 90.1 website is currently down.
So many people are trying to pledge, they overwhelmed the server.
It's unbelievable how that happens sometimes. But that doesn't mean that you can't get your pledge in, because you can still give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Of course, in addition to that, once this website is back up, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And by the way, if you can't pledge today, you can pledge all week long. We'll happily take your pledge during the week, and all you have to do is in the comments say it's for Soundbites, and we'll get the credit. And we would love to get the credit from all of you, because we'd love to stay on the air. We'd love to continue to bring you all the great stuff that we bring you all week, and all the nonsense and horse manure as well. And we can only do that if you keep us on the air.
There's a lot of that.
Make that pledge. Make that call. We need your help. We need your help to keep the station on the air. There's no way around saying that. It's that simple. This is your station. You are the only ones who keep us on the air. We don't get those federal dollars, state dollars, local dollars, school district dollars. People walking off the streets is the only way we get money.
And that's why it's also a tax deduction. You know, I mean, depending on what levels you pledge at, you can get some really cool prizes. It's still a tax deduction. The $90.10 level and above gets you the free, what they call, membership card. And that gets you into various restaurants.
Which is worth every penny.
Yeah, it gets you entrees and everything else, various restaurants, 2-for-1 or discounts on appetizers and that. And they're all over Rochester. And you get that just for, as an additional gift for the $90 and above level. If you do $1,000, heck, we can have Rob Linton come out and rake your yard for, you know, no extra charge there, but he'd be more than glad to do that. But the key thing is like Nick was saying, you know, I know you folks would rather hear us talking about computers and everything else, but only twice a year we have to come to you and, you know, ask for your help. And right. Rob has done one stellar job. If you think about it, every year that we've been here, he's only asked for $50,000.
Each time.
Everything yep. else in life, groceries, you know, and medical expenses, you name it, has gone up. But he has maintained this to bring you great quality music and this goofy computer program, which is totally out of context for mostly a jazz playing music station.
Okay. Yeah. So for those of you that have been trying to listen online and the jazz website is down, Ustream video stream is available, soundbites.org, and down on the right hand side there's a link for live video Ustream, and the audio stream is working because it's hosted by a different server. If you know the address.
Right.
So if you know this, and I'm going to post that address right now.
Nice. But, and for those of you who want to be members, if you feel that you can't take a heavy bite right now, and believe me, I understand that,
mm-hmm.
take a look at the Jazz-O-Matic option.
Yeah, there you go.
With the Jazz-O-Matic option, if you pledge $10 or more a month, for as long as you like, you can just set it up for the next 10 years if you want to, and we'd be thrilled to take that. For that $10 a month, we automatically take it out of your account, and you don't even have to write a check or remember to do anything or any of that nonsense. And what that also means is that you can grab if you take the prizes,
thank you gifts.
You can take your thank you gifts at the level for. So if you say we want to give $10 a month for a year, that's $120. You get the $100 membership level. Gifts. And so we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm. We're over halfway there.
Help us keep this station on the air. And we'd love to end this pledge drive now. And the only way we're going to do that is if you make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And remember, once the website's back up, and I know that many of you listen to the podcast afterwards, please, please don't forget. Get online and pledge securely at jazz901.org. We need your help to keep this station and this show on the air. We can't do this without you. We're happy to come here every week for no pay and give you the benefit of what little knowledge we actually have. And that's great. But we really kind of need you to do your part, which is to give us a hand keeping this station on the air. Like our friend Al did from Rochester. Thank you very much, Al. We appreciate it. And just for that, what the heck... We'll even talk to you on the phone. What's up, Al?
Hey, well, first I want to say it's my thanks to you. You guys do a wonderful job, and I always learn something every weekend.
That's what I like to hear. Thanks. Yeah. Do you learn any of it from us, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent. That's good, too.
Wow, that's a sweet.
Yeah, don't become radio commentators if you want to have a life.
Don't give up your day job.
Yeah, exactly. How do we get that lucky?
There you go. Hey, no, in all seriousness, last week you got into the topic of the password manager in Firefox.
Yeah.
Which was wonderful advice, and hopefully will encourage lots of people to make use of something and have a better security protocol. I did want to add one thing. There's a little gotcha in Firefox for the people that are going to use multiple devices.
Mm.
I'm sure, as you advised, that they create their user password manager and create a nice, strong master password on their copy of Firefox to protect themselves. But the gotcha is if you go to a second device and say, I also want to have my Firefox account and all the passwords show up on that second device, which is by what they call syncing, you never get prompted to establish a master password on the second device.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think they've ever fixed that. That came up a couple of years ago. So bottom line is if you do try to use a second device and have your Firefox passwords duplicated on that device, be sure you create a master password on that one also. It doesn't have to be different. You just need to create one.
Right, right. So you can create it by hand, but it doesn't prompt you for it automatically. It
doesn't warn you that you've created a second device where the passwords are wide open and available to anyone who can get onto that machine.
Good point. Thank you, Al.
Theoretically, your machine itself is protected by a password.
Well, theoretically, but you're right. Even so. That's excellent advice. Thank you.
Now that you say that, Al, I remember reading that as a controversy on some blog about, you know, it was posted as a bug in Firefox that you could see all the passwords in Firefox if you knew the computer password.
Yep, absolutely.
Another level of security, having that a second password for Firefox separate from your computer password.
Well, and so many people don't bother with a password on their computers.
Yeah. Apple's getting really insistent when you set up a new Macintosh. It really, really, really wants you to put a password in, and I think you have to click OK like 5 times to not have a password. And I'm hoping Windows 10 will start doing that too.
Yep.
What I'm really hoping they'll start doing is making an admin password and then a standard user that you use all the time, because that's the best way.
Yeah.
One of the blogs I read said that 99% of all the spyware and malware that got into computers last year would have been stopped by not using the administrator account.
Well, people, you know, sometimes know enough to be dangerous, and being administrators is totally, in a lot of cases,
you don't even know you are
dangerous.
The administrator. The first account you create on a brand new computer is the administrator with privileges to do super things like install malware. So you should always create a second user to be a standard user that you do all your regular work in. And then most of the time the malware can't, even if it tries to download, it can't run because you're not the administrator. It will ask for your administrator password. And if you weren't intentionally installing something, that's a big clue that something's going wrong. Yeah.
Definitely.
Hey, Steve, I'm going to jump in on that and take that a step further. Here's my procedure. When I have a new computer and I'm first firing it up, I actually create a series of passwords. I have 2 or 3 administrator-level accounts with passwords and then a couple user accounts. And the reason I do that is that not often, but in all the years I've been, occasionally the supervisor account gets whacked.
Yep,
and it's nice to have another there with no way to get in. But if you have a second or third account that has a password on it, an administrator level password, then you've got to hope.
Yep. Now, if you already have you've already been using your computer as the administrator and want to switch it, you can get in Mac or Windows. You can go into the users control panel, create a new user as administrator. So now you have 2 administrators. Log in to that new administrator, and you can change your account to a standard user.
Right. So you don't have to change anything in your account.
Right.
You're just not an administrator anymore. And what that essentially means is that you can't install software with that account, things like that. But so what? I mean, you should be using a separate...
And most people don't install software that often anyway.
Right.
It's just for your own safety.
Yep.
So for your own protection.
Right. Create another user. Make that person administrator. Log in as that person. And then make yourself not an administrator, just a standard user.
Mm-hmm.
And you're done. And then it's safe. Just don't forget the user password.
Yeah, that's the key.
The other thing I'd recommend is turn off auto login. Require yourself to type your password to get into your account.
This is where people get lazy.
Yeah, because then you won't forget it if you have to type it every time.
Right.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Al. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks. And we'd also like to thank Mark, who is a renewing member, for his very generous donation. Thank you so much, Mark. It's people like you who make me happy to do this show every day, every week, and we're delighted. And honored for your generous donation. Thank you so much. You can join John and Dennis and Dolores and Al and Mark and become a member as well. Help us keep this station on the air. It's really not that hard to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or when it comes back up, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member. When you call in, tell Phil you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. And what that means is that for a pledge of $10 or more a month, and for as many months as you want, we'll just quietly take that money out of your account every month, and you don't have to remember to write a check or send in money or do anything. It will just magically happen. And that means that you will get the thank you gifts at the level you pledged, the full level that you pledged for the full Jazz-O-Matic amount, and yet the bite every month is minimum. So you can help us to become what we need to be, a better, bigger station. You can help keep us on the air, for pity's sake. And the way you do that is make that call, make that pledge. We'd love to keep coming to you every single week, but we can't do it without your help. So here's your chance. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 40 minutes after the hour. Soundbites and the truly great and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are sound. I know I haven't fixed it yet. I will fix it.
Wait a minute.
I just keep forgetting.
Isn't she a little late?
An hour late. I keep forgetting. It's spring ahead. I forgot to reset the server. I will do that. But in the meantime.
Inside joke, folks.
Yeah, I'm going to read a news item, and that will give you plenty of time to make the call and make the pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge and keep us online, keep us on the air. We would love that. We would love to continue to bring you sound bites every week, but that's up to you. I can't make that happen for you. You have to make the call. And while you do, I will read the next news item. Pretty soon you won't have Internet Explorer to kick around anymore. While Microsoft has dropped hints that the Internet Explorer brand is going away, the software maker has now confirmed that it will use a new name for its upcoming browser successor, codenamed Project Spartan. Spartan, S-P-A-R-T-A-N. Speaking at Microsoft Convergence, Microsoft Marketing Chief Chris Capicella revealed that the company is currently working on a new name and brand. We're now researching what the new brand or the new name for our browser will be in Windows 10, said Capicella. Will continue to have Internet Explorer, but we'll also have a new browser called Project Spartan, which is codenamed Project Spartan. We have to...
that just doesn't sound right. I'm sorry.
And then he said, we have to name the thing. Internet Explorer
didn't the Spartans still, eventually lose?
It's not only did the Spartan lose, they're calling it the Spartan because 300 seconds is about all it'll run before it gets owned. I'm pretty sure that's why. Internet Explorer and... pretty much, any group in Persia can take it down, no problem. Internet Explorer will still exist in some versions of Windows 10, mainly for enterprise compatibility. But the new Project Spartan will be named separately and will be the primary way for Windows 10 users to access the web. Microsoft has tried unsuccessfully to shake off the negative image of Internet Explorer over the past, 30 years, with a series of amusing campaigns mocking Internet Explorer 6. The ads didn't improve the situation, and Microsoft's former Internet Explorer chief left the company in December, signaling a new era for the browser.
Spartan will just mean a bigger loser.
Yeah. Microsoft is clearly testing names for market research, but it's unclear when the company plans to unveil the final name for its Internet Explorer successor.
I'm sorry, because I don't care what name they call it. They have a bad rep in not only this and many other programs. They bring them out, and then they're slow to do updates. They are noted for that. Even like when they tried the antivirus program. They were so, you know, I mean, everybody else already had the updates, and theirs is, it just never took off. And so many other programs they launched didn't make that much money for it, and then they dropped, like Microsoft Money.
Mm-hmm.
So many other things, they're too well known. They've branded themselves for not being there for the support. Even the patches for their operating system come out way too late.
Yep.
And that's why so many folks are going to Linux and so many other operating systems like Google now. They're yep. tired of it. They don't want to put up with it.
Yep.
I can't blame them.
Who bought a Chromebook, and she said, I don't understand. Every couple of weeks it updates, and that's all. It's fast, it's easy. Where's all my problems?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have problems anymore.
Exactly.
All right, we're back to the phones. Our next caller is Brian from Rochester, New York. Hiya, Brian. What's up?
Hello there, Nicholas. How are you doing?
Happy birthday, by the way. I did not get to call you yesterday because life.
Well, that's the way it is. Now, today I'm watching the Ustream, which is okay, but I know what you guys look like, so I really don't care.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Can you do a crawl? I don't know how Ustream works very well. Can you do a crawl on the screen while this goes on?
Oh, good question.
Maybe. Let me see if I have one of those in my effects. I have a bunch of effects lists.
Yeah, because you could put the number up.
Good.
That's
point.
A lovely idea. Well, that's an actual
I can add
lovely
it to the
idea.
Clock.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Good thinking.
Well, I do it occasionally.
Well, clearly you're not senile quite yet.
Not quite yet. I am 2/3 old, but I'm not senile. I got Medicaid yesterday, so I'm good.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, right. Question about a Samsung Galaxy.
Yeah, the phone or the tablet?
The tablet.
Okay.
I bought it so that when we travel out to the West Coast,
yep.
we could downstream local Rochester radio.
Right.
So I'm in L.A., and I can listen to all the marvelous music back here, which my son says is the best radio environment in the entire nation.
He's right, by the way.
He's lived around. And he said, Rochester's got more radio diversity than anybody.
Yep.
However, I can get several of the local stations, but I cannot get you guys. What am I doing wrong?
Well, when the website is up.
No, the station in general. You know, the jazz station, I can't get it to come up on the Galaxy.
What program are you using?
Internet Explorer, Firefox, to go to the station, and it says, you know, what do you want to download with? And I say, Chromebook, and okay, and it won't lock. It won't receive the signal.
All right. Well, here's what you probably should do instead. If it's a Galaxy tablet, it's running Android, right?
Right.
You can get the station in a couple of different ways. One is with the Jazz 90.1 app.
Okay.
Which you can download, and then all you have to do is actually which you can find in the store, and that
since the Jazz website is down at the moment,
right.
It's back now. Okay.
Well, you get it from the store anyway, so that's just the way that is. And you can find it. I believe it's just listed as Jazz 901. I'm looking for it on here.
Yeah, on the Jazz 901 website, in the bottom right corner is links to the iPhone version and the Android version, and the Jazz website is
back up. Yeah, just came back up.
Okay.
And that should work just fine.
See, the issue is it's an MP3 stream, and so you need a program that can play an MP3 stream.
Right.
So you don't actually
does that because one of the other stations does the MP3.
Right.
So I know it works. That works, but I couldn't find a way to get at it.
Yeah. Normally, just tapping the link in your browser should tell the browser to play the MP3 stream.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Right. All right. Well, that's okay, because if you're looking for Jazz 901 specifically, you can get the station through the app, the Jazz 901 app. On the right hand side, when you bring up the app, on the right hand side, there's those little bars that
the menu bars.
Right, and that brings up the menu. And the second thing on it is listen live. You have to actually scroll down to find sound bites, but you can listen live through there. There are also a bunch of other apps that are available. One called Xia Live, XIIA Live. Another called Golly Ned. That's the one I mostly use. I know there's a couple of others that will let you tune in. Radio is one, and you can pull the Jazz stream address off the website and put it into TuneIn Radio. And that way, if you find one of those that you really like, what you end up doing is you can put, for example, with Xia Live or with TuneIn Radio, you can put in a dozen different stations that you like and just pick what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it.
Yeah, you just select it out.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give it a shot.
All right.
But if we're going to be traveling, and I realize that Soundbites is on a lot earlier in L.A. than it is here.
Yes, it is.
But if you're semi-awake, it's
nine
almost
in the morning.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, and if you need me to, I have to. I owe you lunch for your birthday anyway. I'll bring your tablet. We'll set it up. Oh, he's gone. Oh, good. He didn't hear me say I owe him lunch.
Whew. Maybe.
Whew. Dodge that bullet. Okay.
You're bad.
All right. Again, let's talk for a moment about keeping this station on the air. We'd like to do that.
We got to beat the polka guys.
We didn't beat them last week. We're not going to beat them.
We could this time. There's a chance for us. I mean, folks really have to step up and start calling.
Yeah.
But the goal that, you know, we've got to set, that I have set in my mind, we could beat them, not by much. And it's not a ridiculous amount, but, you know, we folks need you to pick up the phone to give us a call. And those numbers are?
The numbers are 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And apparently you can now, again, pledge securely online at jazz901.org because the website is back up. And as you heard Dave say, he's got a goal in his mind. Please call in quickly before he forgets it, because that's going to happen any minute.
CRS sets in quite fast,
exactly,
and it could go higher.
Please make the call. Make the pledge. Remember, you can become a Jazzomatic member for a mere $10 a month or more. It's a real easy way to support this station. We only have $22,000 left. We're more than halfway to our goal, and you can help us close this out. You don't want us to come back next week and talk. You want us to just do this computer stuff all day. And we're happy to do that, but we have to make our goal. We have to make our goal if we're going to stay on the air. This is not a wouldn't it be nice and, oh, the government will come along and pick up the slack and yada, yada, yada. None of that happens here. What happens here is you become members or we don't stay on the air.
Right.
There's no middle ground here. Those are the two choices. You or nobody. So please make the call, make the pledge. Please keep us on the air. Please keep us alive here on this station. And we'll be happy to continue to bring sound bites to you for the next 25 more years. We're hurtling headlong into our second 25 years.
Yeah. Well, like, bless you.
Bless you.
Like I've said before, you know, I mean, the three of us. You two guys have families.
We do.
And real lives.
Well, you have a family.
Yeah, but I mean...
but a fake life.
Thank you. But no, I mean, a wife for that to go home to, that, you know, and responsibilities that you got to take care of stuff and that. And this is a Saturday. For most folks like Steve and you, you know, it's a Saturday. And then it's right in the middle of the day. It's not early in the morning or late in the afternoon. It's right at noon. So, like me and you, we're leaving the house usually around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we're here until after 2. Now, there's a good hunk out of the day, and we don't get paid for this. Our pleasure is helping you folks out, and you folks picking up the phones and giving us a call. And saying, yes, you know, we really appreciate the information that you bring us every week. unless it's a holiday on a Saturday, like Christmas or New Year's.
Right.
Those are the only two Saturdays, if the days fall on that, that we don't come to you. We are here every Saturday from 12 to 2. You can pick up, turn on the radio. Nick, Steve, and I are here answering your computer questions. And we only come to you twice a year asking you for your support. And I've heard this so many times up at the Jazz Fest. Oh, you know, we love you guys. Or we're out doing a gig or, you know, just out in public.
Yep.
Folks will sit there and say, oh, I love your show. You, well, you know what? If you love it that much, pick up the phones and give us a call. It's not that hard. And the other thing that I want to remind folks, because I had a couple of folks say, well, no, I'm kind of leery about doing this online stuff. It's secure. Any of the information that we take from you is fully encrypted, and we do not resell any of the information. In other words, your emails and that stay with us. The only information you might get back from us is a thank you. Thanking you for your support and keeping one of the few jazz stations still up and on the air. But you know what? We need your help.
And if you're leery of pledging online, make the call. Pledge. Phil is here. Phil's memory is worse than mine. So that's not an issue. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a whole lot more sound bites. Dave, Steve, me, you, everybody. And please make the call, make the pledge. We'll see you on the other side with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. Soundbites, member supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
Streaming online at jazz901.org.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're hurtling headlong into the second half of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's Soundbites. First, let me thank Brian for his brilliant suggestion of putting up a crawl. It doesn't crawl, but at least it's
I found static text. I'm looking for a crawl. I've got 50 effects here to go through. None of them say crawl, so I'm looking to see if one of them does it.
But we do have
I had this one.
Pledge information. Well, I like that one. That's really... Who the hell would you... Never mind.
If you're watching the video stream, you're going to notice my effects testing. Because apparently there's no way to preview and not broadcast.
Oh, nice. That's lovely. That's lovely. We'd also like to thank Edward and Don for their generous donations. We really appreciate your support and your willingness to help keep this show on the air. So what am I talking about? Well, it's a pledge drive. Twice a year, only twice a year we come to you and ask you to pledge your support, and it's the same $50,000 we've been asking for decades. It's the one thing that's not going up. Holy moly. We want to thank those of you who have generously donated. Friend of the show, Scott, for his very generous donation. We really, really want to thank all those of you. So far today, it's been John and Dennis and Dolores and Al and Mark and Edward and Scott and the great Scott and Don. We'd love to have you join them. It is your donation that helps keep this show on the air. It is your donation that helps keep us alive. And the only way that happens is if you pledge. We don't get federal dollars. We don't get state dollars. We don't get local dollars. We don't get school district dollars. We don't get city dollars. We don't get any of that stuff. What we get is pledges from you. If you can pledge $5, $10, that's great. If you're at the $500 or $1,000 level, God bless you and the horse you rode in on. And we're delighted to take any pledge in any amount. And if you want to, by the way, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member for $10 or more a month. It comes right out of your checking account. You don't even have to think about it. So it's a small bite every month as opposed to a big bite all at once. So please, please make the call.
Give to sound bites.
Right. Please make the call, make the pledge, become a member. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you're listening to the podcast later in the week, or you just don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And you know that number I had in my head?
Yeah.
We're getting there. I mean, we're just about halfway there.
Wow.
And
you had a big number.
Hey, go big or stay home.
That's exactly right.
At my age, you got to dream big. Right. So, no, and the folks are doing it, but you know what? We still need you folks to pick up the phones and give us a call. You know, like I say, Nick has been saying, I've been saying, and everybody else that you've heard through the week, the sooner we get to this goal, the sooner we can get back to regular programming. And I know that's what you folks tune in for. And just, you know, listening to great jazz throughout the week and the various programs, the German show, the polka show, the Latin programs, and your various DJs throughout the week that are on. You know, you enjoy that type of music and that type of listening. And we are one of the few jazz stations still around that I know of, and this is true, and I've talked to Derek and them, that you can call in and say, hey, could you play this song for me? You know what? And this station does a job of saying, you know what? We'll do our best. If it's in our library, we'll pull it up. And if you ever saw our library, you should, folks, if you haven't come to one of our open houses, you should. It's a great chance to come down and see what your dollars are going towards. Our great library, the studio that we work out of and meet some of the other DJs in there. It's a great experience. But we will take the time. If we, you know, have that CD in the library, we'll play it. Because you know what? We're here because you folks help us stay here. So that's one of the other ways that we pay you back by saying, you know, you want a particular song? Fine. Be more than glad to. Especially the folks that sit there and say, call me on Thursday nights and say, you know what? I'm a member. And could you play this song? You know what? I'll do my darndest. I'll fit it in. Thursday night, I had four folks call in with requests, and two of them pledged, and two of them were already members. I got the songs on. No problem. I'll do that until the cows come home. Because you know what? It's my way of thanking you folks for taking the time and picking up the phones. And you got to pick up the phones and call us now at 585-966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or securely on the web at jazz901.org. You know what? I'd rather see more folks do it on the web.
Oh, and why would that be?
Get Mr. Linton off his couch.
So to speak.
And he's got to sit at his desk and sit there and, you know, constantly tell us, oh, you got this pledge, you got this pledge. We keep him busy. He can't focus on doing other things. He's got to focus on getting those numbers to us.
Yep.
I'd like to see a barrage.
A literal barrage.
Going right now for the next, say, 45 minutes, go online and just do your pledge so Rob has to get off his butt and let us know on every pledge that he gets through the internet. But do it now.
Sounds like a plan. While you're doing that, I'll read another news item. Every smartphone maker claims to support its devices after they've been bought, but on Wednesday, HTC asserts itself as a company that does it more comprehensively than anyone else, announcing an extension of the HTC Advantage program that it launched last year. HTC America is launching, and I hate this name, uh-oh protection for its new One M9 flagship phone.
Huh?
Once you get past the silly name, you'll find what's essentially free phone insurance. And they can call it any dang thing they want, bundled in with your purchase. You get one free replacement handset if your phone suffers a cracked screen or water damage, or you decide to switch carriers. They will replace your phone for free. The carrier switching aspect is what elevates uh-oh above the level of simple insurance and is particularly helpful since every U.S. operator requires a different set of bands to be supported.
To prevent abuse of its new service, HTC is providing an incentive to keep your 1M out of harm's way. Those who don't make use of uh-oh protection in the first year will receive a $100 discount on their next HTC One purchase. The ideal scenario for HTC would be for a customer that buys its present smartphone, enjoys the heck out of it, and a year later upgrades at a discount relative to newcomers to the next generation. That would breed customer loyalty and encourage a faster upgrade cycle, both of which would then offset the hit to the company's bottom line that providing this assurance requires. If there's any downside to this news, it's that it's limited to the United States. So, are you contemplating an HTC One M9? Give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And we will be delighted to talk to you about that. But more importantly, we will be delighted to talk to you about taking your pledge. You know, I love this idea from HTC. I think that, I've had my phone now for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I haven't dropped it. I haven't broken it.
I have mine, and it's expensive getting the glass replaced.
Yep, but it would be free, the first one.
Yeah, that's fine.
It would be absolutely free. It's a little forgiveness program, forgiveness for being human.
No, that like you said, that would have been great because that taught me to, go out and get this other protector because it was... I just caught it on the corner, and that was enough to crack it a little, and then that crack just spread, and that was it.
The problem with things like Gorilla Glass and its ilk is that it's very, very strong, but it's also under a great deal of pressure. Mm-hmm. So once it does crack, it often just then explodes everywhere.
Yeah. But, no, I'm still, because it's still a ways away, but... come beginning of July, July 1st, as a matter of fact, I can switch phones. And I can see this phone, right now, the battery isn't lasting as long. Maybe it just needs another battery of that. But I'm still liking the features that I'm seeing on the Galaxy S5.
I love my S5. And I love
some of the other features.
My S5.
I have a friend, she was using an S5, and my friend Jeff... at work has an S5, and they have this feature, if somebody calls and leaves a note message, it shows in the whole list of the person that called and the email, the message that they left. And it's like, cool. That whole list of people, just not, you have one message. You know who the message is from.
Apple calls that visual voicemail.
Yep.
So you can actually see who called you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The S6 is coming out in two versions, the regular S6 and the S6 Edge, which puts the screen around the edge.
Well, the Edge is cool. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to cost more than the iPhone, from what I hear. But the thing of the Edge, the difference, what Nick's talking about, is on the Edge, it's got colored lights.
Right.
And what it does is you can set up, I think it's 5 users, that if you have 5 important people, you can have them... set them to a certain color. So if your phone is laying there and you just look at it from the side, it's laying face down, and it's a certain color, you've got a message or a phone call from a particular person, one of those 5.
Right. The problem with the Galaxy S6 is they're taking a page from Apple's playbook, and you cannot change the battery.
Yeah, and the battery life is lower on the S6, too.
And it is lower. And so I'm not impressed with the S6 at all.
Yeah, no, I mean...
I'm all about the battery life. I went... My phone yesterday, I made a number of calls. I took a lot of text messages. I still had 76% of my battery left at the end of the day.
And
what the heck?
And they're touting, it's millimeters thinner. Sorry, I'd rather have a couple millimeters thicker.
Right.
And have more battery life than millimeters thinner. I'm used to, I started out with a brick and carrying that around to be able to have something. My phone right now, the one that I have is fine. It's not bulky or anything else. And to have it that thickness and still have the battery life, that's where I think the S6 is going to shoot themselves in the foot. Well, it charges quickly. Who wants to worry about having to charge it? I want it, and I want it to last me all day. Not have to worry about, I got to get it to a charging station. Or like you were saying, those quick charging stations.
Yeah.
What was it?
I've got the Qi, which
yeah,
is
the Qi type
of
stuff.
But that's you just don't plug it in,
right?
You know, and that's
well, they're
cool.
Touting. Oh, you could do something like that,
yeah,
and
yeah,
it'll
yeah, yeah,
charge quickly. I don't want to have to worry about that.
That's exactly right. I want it to last all day.
Yeah.
And this is the same problem. Poor Elon Musk. Poor Elon is also having with his Tesla Motors, having a car that's good for 120 miles is okay. Having a car that's good for 300 or 400 miles is better, but if it then takes 24 hours to recharge it, it's useless. So they're working on that as well. The only thing keeping me from buying an electric car is the battery life, and the battery itself, the recharge time, the life of the battery, blah blah blah. Those are problems that have to be dealt with.
They just announced, it was worded kind of funny. We don't have to worry about the charging range or the range anymore, because your GPS in the Tesla will guide you to the next recharging station.
Yeah.
Out here, we don't really have that. Although I was in, Sister City's Garage. A lot of the garages here in town have recharging stations on the lower levels, too. So not only do you get a recharging station while you're at work, but you can park low and don't have to walk up all those stairs.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's lovely. But again, unless you have that, you have to worry about the range. And again, I don't want to have to go to a charging station and wait an hour and a half or 5 hours or 7 hours.
Yeah, it's got to be less than 5 minutes, like a gasoline fill-up.
Well, there was a company called A Better Place, and I don't even know if it still exists. And what they did was they created an electric car. And I'll tell you about it when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Please make that pledge. Make that call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I'll make a deal with you. While you're doing that, we'll take a quick break, and then we'll all come back together for a whole lot more of Soundbites with Dave, Steve, me, you, 20 minutes after the hour. Soundbites, member supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. I want to thank all the people who pledged so far today, but we still need your help, nobody seems to be pledging online.
Yeah.
So please pledge. John, Dennis, Dolores, Al, Mark, Edward, Don, and Scott, we thank you for your pledges. And the rest of you, why are you sitting on your hands?
Yeah, really.
We need to beat the polka guys, and we need to keep this station on the air. The only way that's going to happen is if you make that call and make that pledge. We come to you only twice a year,
mm-hmm,
and we ask you to dig deep into your hearts and shallowly into your pockets and provide us with the means to stay on the air. And it's real simple. Call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free 1-800-790-0415, and talk to Phil Dodd, who will be happy to take your pledge. It takes less than 2 minutes, unless Phil is writing very slowly. If you don't even want to talk to a human being, although Phil is a lovely human being,
mm-hmm,
if you prefer, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Once you've made that pledge, and of course you can pledge as a Jazz-O-Matic member, $10 or more a month. Tell Phil when you call in, you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member. For $10 or more a month, it automatically comes out of your account every month. You don't even have to think about it, and you get the prizes at whatever the highest level is, if it's like 10 bucks a month. What?
Gifts.
You get what did I say?
Prizes.
I always say prizes. Get over
it. But
yourself.
The thing of it is, though, is again, gifts. There's another individual, Phil. He's here on his day off volunteering to help, you know, this station. There's four of us here right now volunteering our time, you know, to keep this station going. Keep Phil busy, us busy, and keep the station on the air. it's not much money if you start thinking about everything else, you know, what it'll cost you a day to, you know, help support this station. And there is no wrong amount. You know, a lot of folks say, well, I can't afford it much. We understand that. But you know what? Every dollar, every single dollar gets us that much closer to, you know, getting this pledge drive over. I mean, you're looking at $22,000. We're over halfway there. But to finish it up, we need you folks to step up to the phones and give whatever you can afford. There is no wrong amount.
If everybody listening called and gave $10, $10, it's a ludicrously small amount of money. It's less than a pizza. It's less than a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like Francis. I wonder if this is the Francis.
Maybe.
So we did get an online pledge. We got a pledge from Francis. Thank you, Francis, for your online pledge. We don't. If you're the Francis, thank you so much.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny. I don't remember what Francis that was, and I used to. I had a last name and everything, but that's Francis with an I, apparently. So that would make it a guy, I think. Anyway, thank you so much. We very much appreciate your donation as well. You can join Francis and Scott and Don and Edward and Mark and Al and Dolores and Dennis and John. And it's real easy to do once you make that call, once you make that pledge. I know, look, you people hate pledge drives. I get it. Because we done you. We beat on you to make that call and make that pledge. And I get it. And I know why you hate pledge drives. Because you feel guilty. You feel guilty for not making that pledge. And so it annoys you when we keep talking about making that pledge. Well, guess what? Make the pledge. Then you don't feel annoyed anymore. What you feel is smug self-satisfaction. And isn't that a better feeling than annoyance? So make the call. Make the pledge. Stop being annoyed. It's your own fault.
Yeah, exactly.
585-966-5299. 1-800-790-0415, or you can join Francis and pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
And if you stop and listen, folks, to the folks that do call in, and the first words out of their mouth is, or at the end, oh, I'm a member.
Yep.
How their voice picks up in tone.
Proud. They're proud people.
Exactly. They are very smug and gladly so. That they can sit there and say, yes, they support this great program and the other programs that are on the station and keeping one of the few, very few, jazz stations on the air.
Oh, and those of you who are listening out of town, by the way, or who are even in town listening on the web because, as it turns out, the signal is not as strong as you'd like it to be, you have no idea how much it costs us to keep that thing going. And people are complaining all the time. Well, I couldn't get on or whatever. There's only 100 streams. That's all we can afford right now. And so when we get 100 people on, and we do.
Oh, constantly.
You can't get on. And sometimes it even crashes the stream. So what we would love to do is increase that. We'd love to double it. But we can't do that. Only you can do that. If you don't make the call, if you don't make the pledge, whatever you don't like about this show, that's your fault. Unless, of course, it's us that you don't like. Never mind. Anyway, the idea here is that we need you to make the pledge, make the call. Don't be annoyed. Be smug and self-satisfied. And the way you do that is to make the call, make the pledge. And then rather than saying, oh, they're talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, they're talking about all those other lazy, no good so and so's.
Exactly.
I made the pledge.
Well, right now we've got, 93 people on the stream. If each one of them would just pledge $25.
That's right.
$25, we would beat the polka guys.
So all they need to do is, all they have to do that, is, but we'd be. Floating on air.
You're already on the web. There's a little button there that says you can pledge and you can still listen to the stream. So you know what? You're already there, so it's just a couple clicks away. Do it. And, you know, it gets us that much closer, and we can then stop all this talking about pledge drive, be done. Rob will be a happy person, won't be cranky as all get out.
Which he is so often.
Oh, yeah.
Help us. Help us.
Have some pity on us.
Cranky Rob. Please take pity on us. Make the call. Make the pledge. We're tired of being beaten. We're tired of being kicked. We're tired of being scowled at.
Yeah.
He glowers. I don't know if you know this about Rob. He glowers.
Yeah.
We need you to get that glower off his face. Make the call.
That would be great.
Make the pledge.
Go online.
Just like Mike did. Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate your membership. We appreciate your renewing your membership. And making the pledge. And remember, those of you who have not yet called in, by the way, there are some great gifts, thank you gifts, that people get. One of which is
the lawyers
truly,
happy.
What? Keep the lawyers happy. At the $90.10 or above membership level, you get that enhanced member card, which really, really is worth every penny that you could possibly pledge. What's really cool, however, of course, is at the $50 level, or I guess, it's just at the $50 level, you can get the Soundbites mouse pad, which is a heck of a darn good mouse pad, by the way. And you could have that by becoming a member. And it's real easy to do. Just pick up the phone and call Phil Dodd, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Not only would we like to beat the polka guys, we'd also like to beat last week's total. But we can't do that until you make the call, until you make the pledge. So join all your friends online, like Lawrence, who just pledged online. And you too can be a member of Jazz 90.1 and be a member of this show. Join the Soundbites family and help us to continue to help you. We can't do that without you. We could sit here and make up questions all day and just talk. But you know what? Basically, that would be boring for us and boring for you. And the
That's
show
the
wouldn't
thing
last
with
long
this
I would quit.
Yeah, this whole show is.
And so would these guys. This would not be fun. What's fun is when we talk to you. What's fun is when we get to interact with you on the air. What's fun is when we get to bring this same show to you every single week. But we can't do it unless you make that call and make that pledge. Pledge at any level. If everybody called in and just sent in $10, we'd be ahead of the game.
That'd be great. We could beat the poker guys.
What is it that prevents you from making the call and pledging $10 or $25? I don't get it. I don't understand. Well, I can't really afford it. Really? What are you going to do tonight at about 7:30? You're going to call up and order a pizza.
Or order that other latte every day.
All that pizza does is make you happy for about an hour. We make you happy every single
And then the indigestion
week.
For a couple hours.
And the indigestion for a couple hours and that. But we make you happy every single week. Where are you going to get a better return on your investment for that $25 than to make the call and make the pledge?
Plus the money that we save you. I mean, if you folks have been listening for a while, you know a number of folks that will call in and then call us back saying, you know what? What you suggested worked. And we saved them a service call. Just the fact of a service call is, you know, one that, you know, easily worth the price of a membership, you know, $90.10.
Yep.
I guarantee you, a service call is going to cost you more than that.
Yep.
To come out. So just doing the $90.10 level or more is going to save you a service call in the information that we provide you every week. Oh, for free.
Yep.
We don't charge for this. You know, it's not one of these things. Oh, well, give us your credit card and we'll call you back.
Seriously, show your appreciation. Join Bob and Anonymous, who just pledged online, and help us keep this show on the air. You know, one of the big things that we provide here, one of the big things that you have to remember what we actually do, we provide a community. We're a sense of community here. It can sometimes be a little lonely being a computer geek because you're the only one in your family. You're the only one you know who really does enjoy computers as much as you do. You don't know anybody else who does.
And how many questions do they ask you?
You get to call us. You get to talk to us. You get to listen to the nonsense we spout every week. How is that not worth $10? I really don't understand that. How is that not worth $25? I personally think I'm worth a little more than that. I actually think that Steve and maybe even Dave are worth a little more than that.
Thank you.
But you're welcome. But I guess you don't, and that kind of makes me sad. But we need you to make the pledge and make the call and join John and Dennis and Dolores and Al and Mark and Edward and Don and Scott and Francis and Mike and Lawrence and Bob and Anonymous and make that call, make that pledge, become a member. We don't want to do this again next week. You don't want us to do this again next week. The only way we prevent that is by ending the pledge drive this week. We end that pledge drive this week by you making the call and making the pledge. And I'm going to give you time to do that. I'm going to give you time to do that because I'm going to read another, what are these called, news items, while you make that call and make that pledge. So please do it. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And just like several of the people today, you can pledge anonymously and securely online, or not anonymously if you don't want to, at jazz901.org. Whew. A Wall Street Journal report suggests that Apple, you've heard of them, which already lets users watch television and Netflix shows through its Apple TV device, is working with programmers to offer a slimmed-down bundle of TV networks this fall. And by that I mean TV programmers, not computer programmers. The journal cites sources familiar with the talks who say Apple's subscription service may provide about 25 channels anchored by broadcasters such as ABC, CBS, and Fox, and would be available on Apple devices such as the Apple TV. The as-yet-unannounced service would cost $30 to $40 a month, we think. Various rumors and speculations suggest Apple intends to disrupt television. And those rumors have been circulating for a while. But the tech support companies, the tech companies' plans have been so far rather vague and somewhat noncommittal. There's been talk in recent years that Apple might develop its own television hardware. And when that simmered down, the conversation returned to the possibility that Apple might offer precisely the type of streaming service that is apparently being negotiated now. What is clear, however, is that Apple wants to cater to customers who are giving up on expensive traditional cable subscriptions. That industry has been ripe for disruption for some time, especially as other platforms like Netflix and Amazon build ever stronger programming that is finally nipping at the heels of legacy media. NBC Universal is not included in the talks at the moment because of a falling out between Apple and NBC Universal's parent company, Comcast. That's right, Comcast owns NBC and Universal Studios. So are you looking forward to Apple's TV service? After you've made your pledge, give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Same numbers to pledge online, and you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 40 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Edwright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites, and we have Sherry from Chi-Line, New York on the line. Hi, Sherry. What's up?
Hi. I was listening to your show today about the administrator password.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a HP computer, and ever since I had it, I always just use administrator password. So I was trying to change it like you guys suggested.
Yep.
And just, you know, do a user account. But it won't let me transfer, well, not transfer, but, you know, make the administrator a user account.
Yeah, you have to have one administrator on the computer. So what you need to do first is make a new user and make them the administrator.
Well, I did that, but it wouldn't let me do it.
And then you have to log out of your normal account and log into that user account, that new administrator you just created.
Oh, so create the user.
Yeah, create the new administrator.
Oh, so my problem was I probably didn't log out.
Yep. Right, and then what you do, here are the steps. First, you create a new account and make that an administrator.
Mm-hmm.
Then you log out, and you log back into that new account. Now, that new account is an administrator, which means that account can make your account not be an administrator anymore. Downgrade it to plain user. So then you can log out of the administrator account and now log back in as your regular user.
Well, I think I kind of did that eventually, you know, got frustrated and shut it down or whatever and went back in. And there was just the one administrator. The new one didn't show up anywhere, so...
You may not have finished creating it and saving it, so... Steve can... Well, we don't have a thing for
that. See if I can find
moment.
Step-by-step instructions, yeah.
Yeah, well, Steve's looking for step-by-step instructions.
Yeah, I understand the process, but, I mean, do you think it could be a problem because it was a Vista machine and I upgraded to Windows 7? Could that be
Once
a
you're
problem?
In Windows 7, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
So, no, that won't be it. It's just a matter of getting all the steps right to adding administrator account and then downgrading your account to standard user.
Oh, okay.
But but Steve's going to look for step-by-step instructions.
Okay.
But it's good that you're thinking about it.
Yes.
It's the place to start. Thanks, Sherry.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
It is important. It is not a simple... there's no one-step process for that. But it is not easy, but it is good. It is a good thing to do. It is important in order to keep your machine cleaner than it's been. I think it was Dave said earlier, they did a study, and most of the times that machines were captured, it wouldn't have happened had the user not been the administrator.
Yep.
So...
Yeah.
What you need to do is make sure that on a daily basis, one of the reasons that Linux machines are not as susceptible to viruses is because they don't let you run as administrator. They you know, when you create a machine, you create a user account, but it creates an administrator account without a password. And if you want to run as administrator, there's ways to do that. Using your password, not the root password. And Apple, I think, is now doing something very similar.
Now, you make it administrator, which is a little bit lower than root, but still not standard.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So you really need to have an administrator account and not use it day to day, and then turn your account into a regular account. And that way you don't have to do any... migrating or anything else to get it all running right. And that's an important thing to know. And where did you get that information?
Oh, gee.
You got that information here.
And how much did it cost you?
Zip.
Not a penny. You know, but you know...
Except that it did.
Be nice if you felt a little guilty.
Right.
Just sitting there being a leech. And sucking off all this free information and not help supporting it. Like the rest of the members that, like I said before, you know, call up and say, yep, I'm a member. And you can hear the upbeat in their voice because they're proud to be members of Soundbites and this great jazz station. But you know what? It takes just a few minutes. Phil's still sitting there. I can see him. He's just waiting for your calls. We need you to pick up the phones and give us a call. There's still 10 minutes left of this show that you could call us and make that pledge and get
we
us.
We want to beat the polka guys.
We're close.
We want to beat our own score from last week. So please, please help us to do that. It's not difficult to do. It takes less than 3 minutes, unless Phil is a very slow writer. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It just takes a couple of minutes of your time. It just takes a few dollars out of your pocket. And you get to be aware that this show stays on the air for another 6 months. And it's not difficult to do. You can also become a Jazzomatic member, by the way, if you would like to pledge more but don't feel you can do so all at once. Become a Jazzomatic member and pledge $10 or more per month, and you set the time limit, 1 year, 6 months, 2 years, I don't care.
Yeah.
And we will then
whatever floats your boat,
that amount out of your bank account every month until the allotted time has run out, and you can feel even extra smug that you gave to the station, and it didn't hurt. It didn't hurt at all. And I know there are a lot of people who watch this station, who listen to this show, and who say, well, I really love your show, and I wish I could afford to be a member, but, you know, I can't afford it right now. In the meantime, they managed to put gas in their car. They managed to buy cigarettes. They managed to go out to lunch.
Yep.
They managed to go to movies. They managed to do everything except support the station they listen to every single Saturday. How is that even sensible? Computer people are supposed to be logical. That's not even logical. We're not asking you to you know, mortgage your home. Although, of course, if you want to, that's your right. But we actually would prefer you didn't. But all we're asking for is that you give us a hand. And the way to do that is to make the pledge, make the call, or do it online, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, jazz901.org. It takes less than a 3 minutes, takes probably less than 2 minutes, unless you're a slow typist, and you will be a member of the station. And instead of feeling annoyed that we keep on begging, rather than feel annoyed, you can feel smug self-satisfaction, which is certainly a better thing to feel. And you know right now there's a bunch of you sitting there going, they're going on and on and on.
Yeah,
pledge, and you won't feel that way. It's real easy. It's real simple. It's a solution that you don't even need us to tell you about because you know it's true.
And they can get us off of harping on this.
And they get us off of harping on it. We'd be delighted.
I'd rather be sitting there
to do this again next week. But the only way that's going to happen is if you people call and make a pledge. $5, $10, $3, $50, $1,000, $500. I don't care. Whatever you want to pledge, we're happy to take it. And God bless you. Whatever amount you can pledge. It's not about the amount. It's about the pledge.
Right.
So make that pledge now. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org and not even have to speak to another human being.
And if you're listening to the podcast through the week that we make available for you, the pledges are still accepted. You can still call the regular phone numbers. You can still pledge online. Just be sure to make a note that you're pledging for Soundbites, and that will get you access to all the gifts on the Soundbites pledges as well.
And there are some great gifts, including the Soundbites mouse pad, which I use every single day.
Yep.
And I like it. All right, for all those of you too cheap to pledge, you're reprieved. We're done for another week. I want to thank everybody who did pledge. And that's John and Dennis and Dolores and Al and Mark and Edward and Don and Scott and Francis and Mike and Lawrence and Bob and Anonymous.
It is you people who keep this station on the air. It's you people who keep us on the air. So thank you very much. But don't go away, because George is in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Of course, Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow. And we'll be back in just 166 hours with a whole lot more of the, well, assuming that the station stays on the air, a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. It's probably still going to be Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Thanks for listening. And before we go, real quick, also thanks to Marianne for your pledge. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.